rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's happening?
Hold on. I had to close out of my internet, so I had to close everything. Now we're good. Now we're live. Now we're ready to go.
You look like you're from 1980. Oh, there you go. It's better.
Is it better? Is that good? Yeah, it was buffering. It had the buffer wheel. So I do got kind of an 80s look with the hair sticking through the top of my hat.
See how long my hair is, dude.
You look ridiculous. Look at you.
Crazy.
Look.
That's as long as it gets.
Look like I'm a damn fool.
I'm serious. It doesn't get any longer.
It just hits the spot and stops.
There's people out there that have hair like me, I think. So you look at some people that have the hair down to the shoulders.
Uh-huh.
I don't think my hair would grow that long. I'm serious. I'm dead. I'm not making a joke here.
I mean,
if you were to give me $1 million, be like, hey, you get $1 million as soon as your hair touches your shoulders, I'd get a job.
I think it would get there eventually, but it'd be wispy. You know what I mean? Like it would be wispy.
I don't know, man. Even as a kid, like I'd let it. It, like, stops. It stops at a certain point. I can't even grow it, like, past my eyes.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird thing. See, your hairy-ass head.
A lot of
bristly
hair.
Bristly-ass. Coarse hair.
My hair grows fast. It does. It does. You know, it does not take long.
Mine does not.
Yeah. Well, you getting a cut soon? Because you look like a fool.
So, this is what I was going to do. Shut up. You look like a fool.
No, you look like a fool.
So, what was I going to say? Oh, when I get these glasses coming in, I don't know, a week or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. My glasses take so long. I can't see. Shouldn't it be like an Amazon 2 days?
Yeah, it should be fast, right? I mean,
you're
out there walking around blind as a bat. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's kind of important, you know? So when I get these, I think I'm going to go get a flat top haircut. I'm going to shave off. I'm kidding about the flat top, but I'm going to get a haircut. I think I'm taking off the beard, man.
Completely off,
glasses
huh?
Glasses on. I'm going to walk into the house, and wife's going to be like, who are you?
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Who's this little baby boy right here? Little teenager.
I'm going to talk different. I'm going to change my attitude.
Yeah?
I'm not going to laugh anymore.
No? You'd be all serious?
Nope. I'm going to be serious. I got glasses now.
This doesn't sound fun. I don't know if I like this Hunter. I don't like nerdy Hunter.
I'm going to be really smart.
Actually, is shave the beard, but like just leave like a little like soul patch, like right there.
I think I was gonna leave this part.
A little soul patch right there.
I can't just go straight earthworm, man. I gotta have something on my face. But I think I might get rid of the boy band.
Yeah, you change it up a little bit. It is so smooth on your face. Look at that. Look at that smooth little baby skin. It's so smooth.
It doesn't grow right there. Yeah. It really doesn't. Shut up.
You're like Joe Dirt.
Because you're from Wisconsin and you're short and burly.
That's what you're from, Michigan. You need a nice thick wintery coat up here. How have you survived so long?
Maybe some of my jeans are from Florida.
Okay? Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe I have some spring break jeans. All right.
You're addicted to meth? Is that what you're saying?
No, I got to stay away from it. If I smoke it once, I'll probably be addicted.
Oh, this is my thing now. The Floridian. The Floridian is coming out of me. I love this stuff. This is great. This is great. Yeah. Well, no, I'm excited. See, it's good to change up the look every once in a while. I told you, that's the one thing I'm upset about in the two moves that I've made. So when I moved down to Missouri and then I moved up here, I had the opportunity to, like, change my look a little bit. I could have been the, the schoolboy cap guy, or I could have been the tweed jacket. You know what I mean? Because no one knew me, and they would just
assume.
You
could have shaved your head. You could have, went tanning and went bald.
Yeah.
Nobody would have known the difference.
Yeah,
that's just how you look.
That's how you look, right? But now, I've always said, like, I can't really try new things because I feel like people laugh at me. He's like, Brock, what are you doing? Come on now.
I think that's a good idea. So if you're young and single and you change schools or if you go, so you shave your whole head and just go make yourself look miserable. Right?
Yeah.
You set the bar low right off the bat.
Yeah.
So when you grow hair and you come to,
So you ugly duckling.
Oh, you look amazing.
You ugly duckling yourself. That's what it is.
Yes.
You come in and you can cheese all that yourself.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tactic.
It is. Everyone just thinks you're just some, but then you come in.
He's a dirtbag. This guy looks like.
You can cheese all that yourself. I love it. Fantastic. You go from the ugly duckling to the stone cold stunner just like that. What I still, you know what I love about that movie, and I get it that it's a 90s teen, you know, dramedy, but she was still attractive. All they did was like take off her glasses and put her in a dress.
Like, exactly.
Oh my God.
Look at her.
She's gorgeous. How did we never see this before?
We saw the beauty the whole movie. You're not fooling anybody.
It's not like she had a goiter on her neck, you know, and a mustache. She was still attractive before. Classic. Classic. It's not like she was a gargoyle, like
hanging out the side of a building.
Yeah. I mean, guys, let's be honest. She was pretty good looking before. All we did was throw a little makeup on her. That's all.
I forgot about that movie.
Classic movie. Freddie Prinze Jr. in there.
Oh, he was the heartthrob.
Was it the late 90s?
I
tell you what, though, the better version of that is in Not Another Teen Movie. I think that's still better. Still better. Anyway.
Freddie Prinze Jr. Who was hotter, Freddie Prinze Jr. or Carson Daly?
Oh, yeah. Dreamy Carson Daly?
Brock, that's who you and I were competing with. Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying Carson Daly's a piece of trash. He seems like a nice guy. He does. But out of
so
all the
too
people.
He's serious. He's all serious.
All the people to make the face of MTV and TRL, you went with Dreamy Carson Daly?
Carson Daly?
What?
You've gone with like Mario Lopez or.
Literally anyone else.
Right. Come on.
Dreamy Carson Daly.
Carson Daly.
I mean, there was girls out there that had posters of Carson Daly on their wall. Do they look back at that now?
I just feel like he never smiled. He was kind of smug. I didn't really like him.
I don't know.
It's all serious. You're on TRL. You have a bunch of screaming girls behind you. Quit being all serious.
Maybe that's why they picked him. Maybe that's why they picked him. They knew he could handle. He could handle it.
I don't like him. You know, you should have picked. Remember when you had Pauly Shore?
The Weasel?
Pauly Shore was like that. He was heading up MTV.
Yeah. He did a little bit on there, so. I forgot that Pauly Shore, by the way, was in a Goofy movie. He's the one with the glasses and the kind of crazy hair. Yeah. Anyway, what are we talking about? We got started on you and your little boy band.
Brought up a Goofy movie.
Now we're talking about Goofy movie and Dreamy Carson Daly. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, folks, before we get to your morning dump, don't forget to join us. We are streaming live. Catch us on Twitch. Facebook, also the Plan B Morning Show page on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to that. Put a brand new Discover New Music Monday interview on there with Vic Fuentes of Pierce the Veil. You can only get that on the Plan B Morning Show page with Brock and Hunter on YouTube. So go subscribe. Don't miss out and stream us every morning. With that said, we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Pump it.
Pump it. Well, this is, I guess, probably expected or not a surprise. Either way, we're getting dumber, Hunter. In America, the average IQ score has gone up 3 to 5 points per decade. So, wait, are we getting dumb? No, it actually did drop. Sorry. So it has gone up until now. This is the first time in recent years IQ levels have lowered, especially for those in the 18 to 22 age group with less education. The study compared the U.S. to European countries and found Norway's IQ scores have been dropping for decades. So luckily we're not as bad as the rest of the world, but
Social media distraction. It's a cell phone. It's everything you buried your face into that could potentially make you smarter, but it doesn't because you don't use it in that way.
Like,
this is what's happening, and it's going to keep going down, man. So, prime example of this the other day, I was getting a to-go order, and I'm going to call you. I'm not going to call anybody out by name, but I got a pizza to go, and the person on the phone was so lethargic and so ridiculously just unmotivated, didn't care, had to repeat myself, and it was just brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. It was, what's the younger generation? Gen Z? Or
Gen
what
Z,
is it?
What, yeah.
Gen Z. And I really wanted to say something, but
Even if I would have, it wouldn't have registered. It wouldn't have registered.
No, you didn't want to get your pizza spit on. That's what it was.
I needed that too.
Part of it.
For sure. But even after the fact, when I had it in my hand, I could have said something. But I didn't, because I knew I was talking to a wall.
Yeah.
An absolute brick wall. And it's sad. It's absolutely sad. It's taken away personality. It's taken away everything. Not only your intelligence, the way you carry yourself. Everybody's slumped over, looking down. Things are changing. It sucks, man.
So do you think we'll see this trend continue with us getting dumber? Now, 100%. what about the older generations who are still also heavily involved in to... Because Gen Z obviously is in it, like it's theirs. That's their world. But we also see a lot of millennials, that weird,
It's just not Gen Zers. We're all in it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're 90 with the most. So you have all this wisdom you got your whole entire life. The more you spend it on that phone, using it the wrong way, you're losing it. You're losing that wisdom. It's weird to think about and talk about, but it's true. It's just mindless entertainment. I mean, that's what we do every morning, I guess. But it's hard to explain, man. But you know where I'm coming from?
I get where you're coming from, but it's interesting.
Idiocracy is a real thing.
Because in the same breath, though, we also have all of the world's knowledge in our pockets.
We're not using it in that way. It's there, but because it's there, we're not retaining any of it.
Hmm.
Remember before where you had to actually learn it because you couldn't look it up? Any given time?
Yeah.
None of us are retaining that information. It's just it's easily accessible. I mean, I know a lot, but I have to go back to it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, to reference.
So really then technically you don't know as much as you.
Studying it. Yeah. It's not like school. You don't have to sit down. I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off a lot.
No, you're fine. Go for it. Rant,
you know what
buddy,
I'm saying,
rant.
Though? You're not studying it. You're not sitting down. Mm-hmm. You don't have homework around it. You know, it's different.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't want to be that old man on the porch yelling at kids on my lawn. But, you know, yeah, I mean, you can
won't
see
have
it.
To.
You can
they're
see
gonna
it.
Be inside, buried into their phones.
That lawn's
going to
be
gonna
perfect.
Be no kid on your lawn.
My lawn's going to be perfect. You kind of want someone to run across. I got no one to yell at. Bah. Bah. Come on, kid. Go run on my lawn. I can shoot at you with a BB gun. Tell you, get off my front yard. Bah. Yeah, but there you go. So we're not the dumbest, but everyone's getting dumber. So keep that in mind.
And that's everybody.
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 Yeah.
I think short, YouTube short by YouTube short. Here we go.
Yeah.
There's
a video the other day, and I don't know if it was a spoof video, but it was a kid sitting on the couch, and he's got a phone in one hand and a tablet in the other, and he's literally going in between the two. Like he's swiping on these shorts and then going over and building some like, I don't know. I think it was Minecraft or whatever it is. And he's like, doo, 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 doo. And then he'd go over and flip. And then while it was loading over here, he'd do, 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 do. And then it would load and then he'd scroll. And I was like, please tell me this is like a spoof. Like mom and dad are just having fun with it. But I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Well, it really isn't, man.
I don't know. Well, it's not going to change. I don't know if there's ever, if what's going to happen for it to change. Because we're just getting, the technology is getting further and further advanced. AI,
like
everything
this.
Is.
We were the smart ones. We were up here. Tech was down here. We just used it, and it's going like this. And at some point, we're going to meet, and then tech is going to go away this way. And then we're just going to be a bunch of dum-dums plugged into the tech.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And then we have the Matrix. Simulation.
Say what you want, but it's definitely going that way.
No, I'm being serious about that. Think about that. If we're just plugged in all the time, that's the Matrix. True. It's going to use us as its power source.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
I don't want to. I can't.
Yep.
I'm hoping it doesn't happen.
We'll be dead. We'll be dead by
you
then.
You think so?
Well, maybe. I don't know the way this is going.
I mean, it happens fast.
God willing, we get another, cripes, if we get 40 more years. But think about 40 years, man. Think about what's happened since the first smartphone. That's where it all started. And we're already here. Even since the first smartphone, IQs have been dropping.
Mm-hmm. Oh. When's that comet coming?
2046 or 2043, one of those two.
Kind of doesn't look too bad right now.
Bring it on, space. Make it a big one, though. I don't want to limp away from this one, okay?
Yeah, I don't want it to be a slow.
I don't want to limp away. Because here's the problem. If it hits and now we got to survive, it's like an apocalyptic world.
Yeah,
we got
sucks.
Like a nuclear. Then we just, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to sit in a bunker with you for 5 years.
Listen to you bitch about how you don't have your phone anymore and there's no cell service. Damn it. lastly, Hunter, it's not lost on us that Hunter and I aren't helping the situation either with this dumb radio show.
Believe me.
We're expediting the process.
Hey, society created it.
Good point. It's your fault, society. We're your problem. Lastly, what about this? A new study on men's junk looked into what it means to be a grower or a shower.
Really understood that. Well, so what does that mean? So if you're a grower, you're just a little tiny button. When you get aroused, it grows to just amazing thing.
I don't think a button is the proper term. I don't think you can go from, you can't go from a bottle cap to, you know.
And then what's a shower? You're just a big, soft, floppy guy that, you know,
you don't grow as much. Like, so you're still, like, you got a good hog.
Here's the thing.
But then when you get excited, you don't gain as much.
Oh,
now
I'm a shower, not a shower. None of them are good. How about I just have a penis? That's what I want. I got a regular one.
I just got a good run-of-the-mill penis. That's all it is.
I don't want to be a shower nor a grower.
So urologist
somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. Just a happy medium right there.
Yeah,
just there.
Urologist
in Spain wanted to define each term for medical reasons. Like if you have to have surgery on your junk, it's useful for them to know which one of these categories you fall into. So they did an ultrasound scan on 225 men, and here's what they found. The average guy's junk grows by 42%, but you're not a grower unless the growth is 56% or more. So roughly doubling in length. Hey, you from Ireland?
Dublin. He's Dublin.
Classic. And if you're a shower, if it increases 31% or less, so less than a third. So by that standard, they say 24% of men are growers, 25% are showers, and 51% fall into the gray zone. Couldn't you pick a better color than gray? I don't want a gray.
How about the tan zone?
Yeah.
How about the tan zone?
The tan zone. All right. Tan zone.
The big tan zone.
Tell you what, if my penis is gray, I'm going to the doctor, okay?
I think you're dead.
That doesn't look right. I don't think it's supposed to be that huge.
Why is it cold and gray?
Yeah. So most guys aren't either growers or showers. Like you said, Hunter, they're just in the... They're in the tan zone, right? It's just
the big tan zone, right?
A run-of-the-mill donger, okay?
You're looking too far into it, guys, you know? Just have a little confidence.
Aesthetically, being a shower is better, all right? That's the guy in the locker room that doesn't mind walking around without a towel. You're like, okay, he's got it, okay?
Yeah, but that guy needs a towel, though. Somebody get that guy a towel. Yeah, it's not 1985 anymore.
Let's be honest. If I had something swinging a little bit more, I'd probably be like, hey, what's up? You know what I mean?
No.
Or like if you're at a party and someone pantses you, you're not going to be upset, right? Because everyone's be like, damn, he's got a hog.
What's going on?
I think for men, because we're think about why porn stars all got the big hammers. You don't see famous porn stars that are, you know.
If I'm at a party, even if I have a swinging hog, right? Somebody yanks my pants down. I'm not going to be like, oh, I got a swinging hog. Everybody check it out.
I just stand there. I put my hands on my hips.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would do. It's not with the case. Now I'm like, oh, no. Everyone saw my penis. And it's cold in here. Like, I mean, I need to fluff it a little bit. No, but I think about this, though, Hunter. Okay, even as a married man like me, like, if I'm going to seduce my wife, I fluff it a little bit, all right? I'm not going in there just not warmed up a little bit. Like, straight out of the shower, you know what I mean? It's cold in the wintertime. Get what I'm saying?
So like, pregame it a little bit?
Pregame it a little bit, all right? Because, again, unless you are an adult film star, most of us, again, the average guy, he's in that tan zone. So you want more aesthetically, you want to be a shower. But for every other purpose, being a grower is fine. All right. Mm-hmm. Actually, to be honest, being a grower is probably safer.
It's more impressive, maybe.
If you start small and you go big, but think about this. Think about this. If you're a grower, what are the chances of that thing getting lopped off in an accident? All right. You got less of a chance of that thing getting hung up on a fence or anything like that. So I think being a grower logistically makes more sense. Being a shower is better for aesthetics. Is that fair?
It's fair. Can we talk about something else besides penises by chance? Can we move on from
this is
two guys talking about junks?
Take your pants off right now. Let me see what you got going on right now. Let's do it.
You know, it's a study that I don't really care to study about. How about that?
All right. Well, I don't have a final answer for you. Just know, fellas, whether you're a grower or a shower, there's a lady out there or a fella or whoever.
Something for everybody.
That's going to appreciate what you got there.
There's a rainbow of penises out there, all right? There's all different kinds.
Except for the gray ones. Let's be honest. Gray's not the right color.
The gray ones are not good. You might want to go.
If you see a gray penis, and tell them to go see a doctor because that's not a normal hue.
There's an array of them. And you know what, ladies? There's a lady for each kind. You know, don't be all upset if you're on this side or that side. You know, it's
right.
It's what God gave you. Just work with what it got. You know what He gave you.
Just remember, I was in the pool. Okay, I was in the pool.
No, you weren't.
I've been in the pool since.
Well, the pool is 89 degrees, so
it's a little chilly for me. All right, it's still. It's still a hot tub. It's still turtling on me. All right, come on now. It's like a turtle in a turtleneck. All right, there you go. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com.